Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! Next on the Ledger Report, how to end this unconstitutional mandate nightmare. And it is not going through the courts. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Should we be expecting yearly boosters?
You know, George, it's tough to tell because the third shot of an mRNA could not only do what we absolutely know it does, is it dramatically increase the level of protection, but from an immunological standpoint, it could very well increase the durability of protection by things that you can't readily measure by the level of antibodies, that you might have a maturation of the immune system that would prolong the durability. You don't know that, George, until you just follow it over a period of months. If it becomes necessary to get yet another boost, then we'll just have to deal with it when that occurs. But I'm hoping, from an immunological standpoint, that that third shot of an mRNA and the second shot of a J&J will give a much greater durability of protection than just the 6 months or so that we're seeing right now.
Stop the tape. And Dr. Frankenstein increased the durability of a dead person by bringing that person back to life. And look what happened in the movie Frankenstein. This is the modern day Frankenstein here. Increase the durability of your immune system. This guy is tinkering, toying, experimenting with the American people. How many people have had the jab now? What is it, 200 million? That is a majority of the U.S. population, the majority of the U.S. legal population. 60, 70 million adults in this country are saying no. It's probably higher than that. Who knows what the numbers are? The numbers are all messed up from COVID. They say there's been now hundreds of millions of jabs meted out in this, hundreds of millions, because of the bookkeeping at the CDC. Well, we know what the bookkeeping at the CDC is like. The CDC can't tell the difference between the COVID SARS virus and the seasonal flu. How do we know this? Because they have said so on the CDC website. It's a treasure trove of information on the CDC website. Of course, they're trying to keep information from the American people as much as possible, but every once in a while they post something that actually validates what liberty-loving Americans have been saying about this attack on the constitutional rights of 335 million Americans since March of 2020. And I'll get to an example of that in just a moment here. But Fauci is effectively saying that, hey, we don't know. He doesn't know. Of course he doesn't know. We don't know the short term. We know some of the short term. Nearly 20,000 dead from the COVID jabs with a 1% reporting. What's the actual number? Well, it's somewhere between 20,000 and 2 million. If historically there's a 1% and there's 20,000 now, I'm rounding up a little bit. Only 1% of the doctors report on the VAERS reporting system. You do the numbers. Yet Fauci's not out there saying, hey, you know what? This vaccine, so-called, has been on the market for, what, about 10, months, maybe 11 months, and there are nearly 20,000 reported dead. That's more than roughly three times the total number of dead from all the vaccines combined over 40 years. Do you hear Fauci saying this at all? No. Instead, he's saying, hey, don't worry about it. Let's just kind of play it as we go. We'll get another jab, see what happens, see if it's effective or not, see what happens, how it affects human beings. I've seen video after video why it seems to be affecting soccer players more than other athletes. I don't know. Or maybe it's because there are so many soccer players, professional soccer players around the world. But I've seen video after video of soccer players running off the field, grabbing their chest. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. You put this together. They have the jab. All of a sudden, they have heart problems. Holy Toledo. This is the greatest attack, government-backed attack on humanity in the history of the world. Certainly in the history of the United States. Think about it. 20,000 dead in 10, 11 months? 20,000 dead reported. That's a low number. We don't know the actual number, and the CDC doesn't want you to know the actual number, and Fauci doesn't want you to know the actual number. He just wants you to shut up, line up, and get the jab. Because that's what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden want you to do, and he's one of them. He is the Joseph Mengele of our time. And unfortunately, he is in an extremely powerful position because Joe Biden is allowing him to be in there. And I know every time Donald Trump sees Fauci, he probably just gnashes his teeth and says, there's a guy that I should have not allowed to stay on the government payroll. But there's a CDC study that talks about Guillain-Barré disease. Now, prior to COVID, a lot of people didn't know what Guillain-Barré disease, and I'm probably mispronouncing it. I learned about it because of a close friend of mine, a neighbor who suffered from it and then died from it about 2 weeks later. It's a disease that begins in your feet, from what I understand, your toes and your feet, and you start going numb. And if it reaches a certain level as it moves its way up the body, if it reaches the heart area or the lungs, you're probably going to die. There are ways to arrest it. If it's caught early, they can treat it. But it is, without a doubt, life-threatening, potentially. And this myocarditis is life-threatening. Enlarged heart is life-threatening. These athletes, we've seen time after time saying, hey, I can no longer compete because my heart is messed up after I got the COVID jab. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute insanity. And those of you who have had the jab, I'm not wailing on you, okay? You made a calculated decision. You buckled to pressure. You buckled to fear. You want to go on a cruise. Maybe you happen to live in one of the blue states that's virtually mandating it for you to go to the grocery store. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you're stuck in New York City. More on New York City in just a moment. And you want to be able to go to a play. Or you want to go to a restaurant, see a cave, okay. But I'm warning you, you are a guinea pig, and that's what Fauci is talking about here. The American people are nothing more than 150, 200 million guinea pigs. The mRNA has never been used in human beings before, and he knows it. He's not going on national television telling people that. You know what? This is an experimental medical device. It's never been used on human beings before. He's not saying that. He knows it's been used in labs. He's watched monkeys die from it or whatever they injected into lab rats. He knows. He's seen the data. He goes on the VAERS reporting system. He knows that there's a couple of 100,000 life-threatening events reported with a 1% compliance of reporting. He knows these numbers. He knows the numbers I know. He knows about the Guillain-Barré. Now, this was posted on the CDC website. On the CDC website, and I'll put this in my show notes, is a study that says once you've had one of the COVID so-called vaccines, there is a higher risk of Guillain-Barré disease. This is a potentially lethal disease. If the American people in 2022 happened to install the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, and whether they have control of the Senate or not, if McCarthy is the leader and there is no special prosecutor appointed to this entire fiasco, and I would, by the way, I wouldn't allow a special prosecutor to have a year, 2 years, 3 years. I'd say, hey, listen, I want you to do an investigation, and I'm going to give you 6 months and $600,000. Get it done. None of this Durham stuff. How many years are we into this Durham investigation? In the real world, if you're given a project and you have these things called deadlines, you're not allowed to do what Durham's doing. No, all due respect, and I hope that he nails everyone, including Hillary Clinton. But for crying out loud, how about a deadline? I've operated in a world called television with deadlines from day one. I've been doing it for 30 years. We have deadlines. How about a deadline? So investigate Fauci. Investigate the entire greatest political attack in the history of this republic, using COVID as the excuse. But central figure is Fauci. Audit his taxes. I want to know if it's true, the rumor I heard, that he was running around the NIH saying that he grossed $6 million in the taxable year of 2020. I want to know if that's true. And if it's true, how did he get $6 million gross? What are his ties to Pfizer? What are his ties to Big Pharma? What about these reports, and one day maybe I'll get into them, of these horrible research efforts that he led, not only in Wuhan and gain of function, but torturing beagles, dogs, beagles, and monkeys? Jeez. We deserve to know what this guy has been doing with our tax dollars for how many decades now. Back to New York. You have a Marxist governor now, who replaced a Marxist buffoon, the Fredo governor, Kathy Hochul, whatever, Marxist, New York, who is now picking up where Fredo Cuomo left off in spades from an unconstitutional perspective. Roll tape.
I don't want to go back ever again to that place where people couldn't go their jobs safely, couldn't congregate, kids couldn't go to schools. That isolation had a devastating effect on the human condition, and we're still dealing with the fallout today. So to avoid that situation, I today am announcing that we are enacting a statewide indoor mask mandate unless a business has a vaccination mandate. Many people in New York City are already dealing with this. Been dealing with for a while, you've been doing great. And that is why your hospital capacity is good. That's why your vaccination numbers are high. Your infections are not as high as the rest of the state. But the rest of the state now has a wake-up call. I've been warning, I've been saying, if we can't get more people vaccinated or boosted, I have to protect people, but also the economy.
Stop tape. Oh, this is a wake-up call, all right. This is a wake-up call to you New Yorkers. This is your moment. This is your moment in time to capitulate to a Marxist, to bow down to a single person, which was the framers of the Constitution's greatest fear. A single person with this much power. This is your moment. Are you going to kowtow to this? Or are you going to stand up for liberty? Are you going to capitulate to somebody who has no authority whatsoever to do what she is doing? A mask mandate? New York is doing well because they basically have herd immunity. Because the virus has worked its way through New York. It's not because of de Blasio and his unconstitutional mandates. This is a wholesale violation of the First Amendment, a mask mandate is, because it muzzles your speech. It's a wholesale violation of the 14th Amendment. We know this because people are walking around without masks, so it's not equal protection. And it's a classic wholesale attack on the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Where in the wide world of sports is it when this? how would a New Yorker who capitulates to this, or how would a San Franciscan who would capitulate to this view this? Oh, well, she's just trying to protect us. And what a nurturing governor that is. So, yes, I'm going to be alone in my house, but she says wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask. The mayor of San Francisco says, London Breed, we have to all get vaccinated and not congregate. Yet the mayor of San Francisco is seen dancing around and partying shoulder to shoulder with people. That's okay because she deserves a day off once in a while. It is unbelievable that these people who are falling for this, who are running around still wearing masks, who are running around proudly on their Facebook page saying, I got vaccinated, are still falling for this. For Fauci saying you need 2-3 boosters. And then Omicron, now you need 3 more boosters. For a nutcase governor saying, hey, wear a mask, when there are reams, volumes of information, time and time again, study after study. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out masks don't do nothing. Yet here we are. Yet here we are. So why are they perpetuating this? It's very important to understand why. And I'll get to that in a moment. I want to remind you this program is brought to you by MyPillow and Relief Factor. And there'll be a reminder in just a couple of seconds here of how to take advantage of special offers for that. Also, go to GrahamLedger.com and you can answer the Ledger Register question, which is, would you refuse to fly under an unconstitutional vaccine mandate and or quarantine? Hopefully we're headed in the right direction because of the courts and what they've been doing. And speaking of the courts, when I come right back after a short break, only a 1-minute break, I'm going to talk to a pilot who is leading a band of other pilots and other workers at United Airlines in their effort to preserve their constitutional rights and their human right to say no to being forced to becoming a human guinea pig and getting the so-called COVID vaccine. But first, a short 1-minute, very important announcement. Roll tape.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com.
My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever.
Please go to MyPillow.com and enter Ledger in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor Pain Relief. Thank you for supporting MyPillow, Relief Factor, and the Ledger Report.
What we are learning is very simply this. The American people oppose the mandate. The American people want to see this mandate pulled back and removed, and the American people want to have their freedom of choice in how they handle their health care.
Of course, Senator Blackburn of Tennessee is correct. Judges in this country, judge after judge after judge, and not just ones appointed by Republican presidents, are saying no, a federal mandate is not constitutional. And yes, of course, Americans want liberty. It's kind of why we broke away from England, 240-something years ago. How does all of this end? How does this nightmare of mandates, both at the governmental level and the private sector level, how does it end? It ends when people say no. And there's a case in point that's happening. It's brewing right now, unfortunately, in the largest airline in the United States. Joining me now is Captain Sherry Walker. She is an activist, number one, or maybe number two. Number one, she's a pilot for United Airlines. And Captain Walker, you unfortunately are caught in the middle of almost a catch-22 that the company has set up for you. And I'm thanking you for speaking freely about this. You have been granted medical and or religious exemptions, but there's a huge caveat to that, isn't there?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, the caveat is if we want to express our Title VII rights, we must take unpaid indefinite leave, effectively terminated.
Yeah. So this is not a reasonable exemption, is it?
No, sir. That's the basis of our case, that we do not believe it's reasonable to ask 300 of your most experienced pilots at a time when we're approaching the busiest travel season of the year. We're looking at what's going on with delays for our valued customers, and they want to sideline us all.
But not only that, you have mortgages to pay. Maybe you have kids in college. You may have to pay their tuition. You have a life, but you fly an airplane. I assume you used to. Maybe you're on a leave at this moment in time. What kind of aircraft do you usually fly?
I used to fly the 757 and the 767, both domestically and internationally. And unfortunately, it's not just pilots, it's flight attendants, it's rampers and gate agents. Everyone is suffering. And this is going to be a really lean Christmas for my coworkers.
And the reality is, the CEO of United, his name is Scott Kirby, trusts you behind the controls of a 767 or 757 with what, 200, 300 people on board, yet doesn't trust you to make your own medical decision?
Well, interestingly enough, he trusted me on the 27th of September, and were it not for the temporary restraining order, he wouldn't trust me the next day. So we were flying right up until the mandate. We received a temporary restraining order, but they just put us out on paid leave.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot
sure.
Because he's still your boss, but this Kirby gentleman has been quoted up and down, almost like he is a relative of Dr. Fauci, in the sense that he doesn't seem to really care. He just wants to push forward. And it seems as though he wants to make United Airlines and all, quote, vaccinated, when it's not really a vaccine, but we'll use that word, an all vaccinated airline in terms of the employees, while the people on board the aircraft are not all vaccinated.
Well, interestingly enough, he stated in a flight ops meeting that anyone who sought a religious or medical exemption would be putting their jobs on the line. We believe that, and so does the court, it was said in the judge's ruling in the preliminary injunction hearing, that his claims of safety were merely pretextual. They are, in fact, a marketing ploy, as you indicated.
Yeah. And many of you have medical reasons why. Your doctors, I'm sure, are saying don't get this thing because we certainly don't know what it's going to do to your body. And then there are probably hundreds of you who happen to care about the fact that these jabs used aborted baby parts. And one of them in particular used aborted baby parts to manufacture the thing. I'm sure that many of you hold very deep religious problems with that.
Yes, sir. In fact, if you speak to the medical issue, we have people with Guillaume Barre, one of our litigants, has MS, and those unproven vaccinations, if we call them that, could definitely affect their medical situation. In fact, the company is so bent on ensuring everyone's vaccinated that they offered to send one particular pilot to the UK to get the unapproved AstraZeneca and said that they would get the FAA to prove it. So we don't know where it's all going to end. We do know that our faith is first and foremost, especially during the Christmas season. So we're going to keep fighting.
Yet Scott Kirby is quoted, and he's on the record, the CEO of United Airlines, effectively saying, you know what, if we have to lop off 500 pilots, if we have to fire 2,000 workers, you know, so be it. We'll just continue on. Very, very cold and callous. Now, as far as the status of the case in court. You talked about you had a temporary injunction, a temporary restraining order. Has that been lifted? What's the status of the case overall?
Well, the temporary restraining order expired on, I believe, November 8th. We immediately began preparing for an appeal to the Fifth Circuit. So today we filed our response to United's response, which was due last Friday. We're waiting until the 15th. We hope for an emergency reversal of that appeal, and maybe our folks will get back to work soon. But right now it's in the hands of the Fifth Circuit, which, if you know anything most recently, they came out very strongly in favor of individual rights. So we're very hopeful.
Fifth Circuit's also been involved in the pushback against the federal mandates as well. Yep. And so this is an important moment in time. When you talk about yourself as an activist, and you look at what's going on in this country, if 2 years ago I said to you, hey, Captain Walker, you're going to be in this situation, this particular situation where you have to choose between something you don't believe in being injected into your body and your job, if I had told you that, would you have believed this?
I would have never believed it, but I will tell you that this is bigger than us. It's bigger than our careers. It's about our children. I have a 16-year-old. My other co-founders have younger children. And in 5-10 years from now, when they look back at me and say, Mom, you had a chance to stop this. Why didn't you? Right. That's why we fight. That's why we always fight.
And, you know, there are Americans from coast to coast cheering you on because of what you just said there. And they're with you morally at least, if not financially. Is there a way that folks can help out here?
Absolutely. If you go to www.AE4HF or Jabs4Jobs, you will see our website. You can watch some videos, some heartfelt stories, and see the faceless folks of United Airlines, and help us if you can.
Jabs4Jobs.
Yes, sir.
.com?
.org.
.org. Jabsforjobs.org. And it's not just pilots, as you pointed out. It's flight attendants. It's also ground workers, baggage. It's everybody that's affected, right? About 2,000 employees in all?
Yes, we have 4,000 members of our organization. And of those, 2,000 filed suit against United Airlines across all employee groups, including management.
And one last thing, the unions. Aren't the unions supposed to stand up for you and your right here? And I know there's multiple unions involved here. Where do they stand here?
The unions have basically taken the position that the company can do what they want, to heck with your contracts. And they've been complicit in strong arming to accomplish Kirby's marketing ploy.
Do you agree with me that we're in a moment in time in this country where this is almost our Pearl Harbor, where we have to fight the enemy? The enemy happens to be within, its forces within our country, but this is our moment, this is our calling. This is gonna define us as whether we are the next greatest generation or not.
I absolutely believe, but I would almost harken back to the American Revolution. I would say that our founding fathers came here for their religious liberty, and it's on the brink of being gone. If we don't stand up now and fight back, we will lose this country.
Well, Captain Sherry Walker, thank you and good luck. And just rest assured that there are tens of millions of Americans who are rooting for you, and hopefully some of them will help you out. And hopefully you will prevail in court. Shouldn't have to be this way. Shouldn't have to use the third branch of government here, because your rights are enshrined in the United States Constitution. But unfortunately, it's going to take a judge or a couple of judges to adjudicate this. So good luck to you and thank you.
Thank you.
Back with more Ledger Report, including using the B word, right after this important 1 minute announcement. Welcome.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? You may be entitled to compensation. Call Zantac Justice now for a free legal case review. The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing any use of medication.
Please call 800-868-3048.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. In 2015, the Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After losing a number of court cases, the maker of Roundup recently announced that a global settlement had been reached and agreed to pay over $10 billion to resolve pending cases.
Please call 800-376-1935.
So boycott is our way to deal with a company like United Airlines. And I'm going to be talking about this going down the road in the new year, how we can actually have a boycott that has teeth, because conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, people who care about the Constitution, often don't stick together on something like this. But I think there's a way we can make a boycott work and stick and then have it cascade in the right direction, of course, being toward the United States Constitution. I want to tell you one quick story that the mainstream media will never tell you about. I saw it again. I saw it about a couple months ago. There was a Brazilian city that handed out ivermectin prophylactically. And according to recent research on what they did, the mortality rate and the hospitalization rate was cut dramatically in half when people were given ivermectin prophylactically. One last thing. The reason these nutcase governors, these nutcase mayors, these Marxists in government are trying to perpetuate the COVID lie is very, very simple. They're trying to pull it into the new year, into 2020 and 2022 and beyond. It's very simple. There's an election in 2022. And they want to continue the damage that was done in 2020 because it worked so well from an unconstitutional and cheating perspective, aka mail-in ballots. They want to institutionalize the corruption of all mail-in ballots. That's why we see the COVID lie, the vaccine lie, the mask lie perpetuated now into 2022. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.